email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
I love Khaled's kicks. There's excitement this week among space enthusiasts because AI has been used to find possible cave entrances on the moon. And that should be good news. Good news for future explorers. To tell us more, I'm joined by space expert Dr. Niamh Shaw, Irish engineer, scientist, writer and town scientist for Dundalk. Niamh, hi.
Hi, Shay. How's it going? Happy Space Week as well.
Space Week as well?
Yes. Yeah.
We were only talking about space earlier. Well, it was a different kind of space. Some of our production team are very Star Trek orientated, so we were talking about that. But we love space. Anything that happens in space. So tell us, what's been found?
Yeah, well, the interesting thing is that this is where technology meets, you know, information. So we've had orbiters going around the moon. So they're basically spacecraft with cameras taking pictures of lots of different aspects of the moon, you know, the surface of it and looking at craters. And there's thousands of images. And a team in the UK have been very smart. They've gone through those images and using AI, they've specifically been looking for entrances into these kind of holes that are on the moon that are useful for us if ever we want to set up like a research station or if people want to live there long term. Because they're formed from what's known as lava tubes. So that's like when volcanoes erupted, they leave a kind of a space behind. Why they're interesting is that, you know, we have an atmosphere here that protects us from loads of radiation that's out in space. It's kind of called like the cosmic airbag, you know, prevents things from attacking us. But on the moon, there's no atmosphere. So if anybody is to kind of visit or do research on the moon, every time they stand on the surface, they're being bombarded with radiation. And that's a thing that is very concerning, you know, if we're going to progress in the way that lots of the space agencies and commercial space companies have been talking about. So how do you overcome that? Well, opportunities to find these caves, you know, under the surface are something worth exploring. So this English research group went through thousands of images that are free and available from NASA. And typing in a set of criteria, they've already discovered two openings to these caves, these lava tubes that are on the surface of the moon. So one is up north in the north pole of the moon, always good. North and south pole, always good on the moon because the likelihood of water being there is higher. And then on this long stretch of a cave that they know to be there called Marius Hills, they found an entrance that nobody had kind of regarded before. So it's just really great. It's like taking information that's already there and using AI and putting the two together and coming up with information and solutions for this. If we had to live on the moon, this is as good a place as any way to start. So that's why it's good.
There does seem to be renewed interest in the moon itself. I know that NASA announced a plan called Artemis and other countries are talking about going to the moon. Like, is Donald Trump eyeing it for real estate development or what's happening?
Oh, I hope not. I don't know. Artemis is it's a very interesting kind of consortium. So NASA in 2019, when we got to the 50th anniversary of the Apollo, which was the name of the program that put humans on the moon, they really announced like they're going back and the program is called Artemis. So Artemis in mythology is the sister of Apollo. So that's where the name Artemis comes from. And so they've proposed a space station called the Gateway that will go around the moon. And lots of different countries are involved in providing different parts of it, which means that including the European Space Agency, which is us, which means that we'll have access to research. And in the long term, we'll have definitely a European astronaut orbit the moon at the very least in the next 10 years or perhaps longer. So everybody's looking to the moon because, you know, The big ticket is Mars, and we're always interested in Mars because it's our nearest neighbor, and we all want to understand what happened to Mars because, you know, the evidence shows that there used to be water there and you know, definitely streams. So what happened to Mars? So there's always an interest there. And the safest place to go first is the moon because the moon's only 2 days away. Sure, it's only a hop, skip and a jump from Ireland.
You just take that long to get from Galway to Dublin.
Exactly. You know, particularly after something like the electric picnic. you know, so yeah, so how are we going to do that? So you have a space station first. You know, you get some astronauts to orbit, and that's happening. It was announced in the last week or so that that's definitely happening. A NASA team of four are going around the moon sometime between February and April. First woman to do it and first person of color. So that's brilliant. That's been preserved. And then the plan then is to put footprints and flags back on the moon, which is the you know, putting the old the dust on the ground from humans again. Now, when that happens, I don't know, hopefully before 2030. And then after that, then all the agencies that have contributed to the development of this gateway and stuff, seemingly they'll get their chance. And Europe has been guaranteed that that will still go ahead. So it's a very exciting time. It's wow. It's a great time to be young, because the next 10 to 50 years are really going to show massive progress, as long as we stay the course. It's hard to know what Mr. Trump is going to do, really, isn't it?
You're the town scientist for Dundalk, and it's Space Week. Are you going to going to be doing anything there? Are you going to launch a spacecraft? What's the plan?
I tell you, if I could, now, Shane, I would. But what I'll do is closer. Best option instead of that is I'm gathering a lot of very great speakers and people that are just as enthusiastic as myself about space, talking at the library on Saturday. We've got the planetarium, the mobile planetarium, coming down from Armagh Planetarium, and we've got like 20-minute slots every half hour for families, and we've got a craft section, and we've got loads of merch from the European Space Agency. So yeah, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a really great, a celebration of space in the town as part of this initiative that I have running called Town Scientist. And that's the idea, to have a scientist in every town making events like this happen, so that we break down any barriers that people have to science long term.
And is the planetarium dome one of those mobile ones that's
inflatable?
Like a bouncy castle. The idea,
except you go in, and half the crack is like crawling in, like, you know.
You crawl in. And, oh, I love that.
Oh, you crawl in. Yeah, it's great, and you have to stay inflated all day long and everything. You know, so that's half the fun. You know, when you're going into the secret place.
Yeah, and then in the middle of the room, at the created room, there's a projector.
Yeah, right. It's one of these roundy ones. So it projects onto this lovely round ceiling. So it is like, you know, they're actual star talks that are actually at the planetarium. Oh, they're brilliant. And then everybody sits on the ground, and, you know, you've got babies and kids and everybody. Oh, it's just lovely. It's a real celebration of space. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We get lots of people loving this kind of stuff.
And where can we find more details on that?
So you can find more details on my Substack. So I have a Substack, just neveshaw, all one word, .substack.com. And you'll see that the last post that I had was all about Town Scientist. You can register on Eventbrite. We're booked out at the moment. I've just opened up a few more tickets in case people don't show up on the day. Yeah. So if you're in the Louth region, drive up and come see us. Or if you want to come all the way from Dublin or wherever, you're more than welcome. Yeah, you know, it's going to be a great day of space.
Try and book a ticket. And unfortunately, I just have to say, if giving away free tickets is a lovely thing to do, and booking them, but unfortunately when they're free,
people don't show up.
I know, so I always think it might be worth charging €2 a ticket and give it to charity, you know, just to focus the mind that we paid for them. It's a bit of a bugbear with mine. I've been on previous charity
events
where people don't turn up. So if you booked a ticket for Space Week in Dundalk, please turn up. Thank you very much.
Hand them in. Thanks a million, Shay.
If not, we'll find you and we will identify you. We will name you and on this program and on Niamh's website. Yeah, we absolutely will. Niamh Shaw, your list of engineer, scientist, writer, and town scientist for Dundalk. Thanks for joining us.